WGTS 31.9, Josh Wilson with Revolutionary. Hey, I'm Claude. He's Jerry. Blanca's out sick today. And my routine used to be wallet, okay, check. Cell phone, check. Car keys, check.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it's wallet, check. Car keys, check. Cell phone, yes. My mask. Where's my mask?
Yeah.
Mask. We need them. But a lot of people have questions. You know, well, does it keep me safe? Is it to keep everyone else around me safe? Do I need to wear them outside? Do I need to wear them inside? So we decided to bring in an expert to separate the fact from the fiction.
Yeah, it's time for the Health Minute. Our expert is Dr. Andrew Catanzaro. He's the chief of infectious disease and an expert on COVID-19 with Adventist Healthcare's White Oak Medical Center. Dr. Catanzaro, why is it so important to wear a mask?
Masks act as a physical barrier that protects you and others from viral and bacterial particles. When someone coughs, talks, sneezes, they release viral particles into the air that could affect someone right next to you. And so wearing a mask helps prevent the spread of infection and prevents people from contracting the virus from airborne particles.
So is it more about protecting others, protecting yourself, or a little bit of both?
I would say it's both. You know, the mask can protect you, the person who's wearing the mask, from other particles. But then if you had the virus, for example, and you didn't know it, it would prevent the spread to other people. So I think it's both.
And there's a proper way to wear a mask. Talk to us more about that.
Sure. So when you wear a mask, you want to cover your mouth and your nose so that viral particles can't be released. They come out of both the mouth and the nose. So a lot of times I'll see somebody wearing a mask improperly. So it's really important to cover both those places. You want to make sure your mask doesn't have any holes or any tears. And then when you take off the mask, you know, in theory, you could contaminate your hands. So you want to wash your hands with soap and water before touching the mask so that you can minimize the spread to yourself if there's something on the surface of the mask.
Okay. Dr. Catanzaro, I saw over the weekend the CDC released guidance that masks that had vents in them are not effective. So any mask with a vent, does that mean that doesn't work?
They really seem to have the ability to spread to other people with those vents. And so we want a mask that covers the entire face and mouth. And that's correct. A mask with a vent, though it may feel better, it really doesn't prevent the spread of the virus as effectively as it's a solid mask.
All right. Dr. Catanzaro is, again, with White Oak Medical Center. He's an expert on COVID-19. We appreciate the time. If you want to hear any of this again or you need some more tips, check out our website at WGTS919.com. And as always, thank you to Adventist Healthcare for their support.